opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. We are here with our, with Elle, of course, and our co-host with the most, Coco, Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Well, hi, girls. It was evening, good to see you after.
Good evening, Ron.
Yes, nice to see you again. So, we have a phone number here for people to call in, you listeners. We'd like to hear from you. Our number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at kcnr1460.com. Or, if you got a radio, 96.5 FM. And if you have an old radio, go to 1460 AM. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Could you sing that for me?
How's that get started?
I don't know. Or you can message each of us on Facebook at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and me, myself, Ron Lim. Our sponsor for the week is KNS Staffing. And
A week?
Well, for this week.
Sorry. I'm like, what?
You threw me
what
off.
What are we doing here?
Lenny, you, what? Did you tell us about our sponsor?
KNS Staffing, amazing people, husband and wife team. I'm telling you, they're young. Of course, anybody I feel like is younger than me. But these two are so incredible. They're so good at running their business. They have locations in Redding, Nevada, Florida, and Idaho.
That's impressive.
Yeah. They're amazing. We're going to have them on the show soon. So they believe in finding the right candidate for your business the first time. So that means if you are a business owner and you're looking for employees, KNS Staffing Incorporated is absolutely the place to go.
That's stellar. Right there, that is stellar.
Yes.
That's worth its weight.
In gold.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because one of the biggest complaints when I was selling radio was finding good help. That was
finding the right help.
That was a business owner's biggest struggle.
That's phenomenal right there.
Yeah.
They screen, right?
Well,
how do they do that?
And they're also equally looking for employees. So every potential staffing employee goes through a pretty big interview with one of their staffing consultants, and it helps them determine where to best place you. Mm-hmm. So the employer is happy, and so is the employee. Do you know that they also offer benefits? So you can ask about that. And they also, I think they give benefits for paid vacation time, I think. I think you can accrue that. So another thing that I want to say is they're a true industrial staffing company. Right. That means they're OSHA approved. Mm-hmm. So they're, quite frankly, they're the source of your workforce for construction, hospitality, janitorial.
Why would you go anywhere
else? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So KNS Staffing Solutions Incorporated, you can go to their website at KSS4jobs.com. Or look them up and give them a call. Actually, they'd love for you to walk right through the door. They're in the Mission Square Center on Pacelli Lane. So we love these people.
Well, thank you to them for sponsoring us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so tonight we are going to talk about what?
We're going to talk about blended families. We're going to talk
about... I think there's a lot of those around.
There is a lot of that around. I don't know what the percentages are. Actually, that would have been a good thing to look up, what percentage of families now are blended families. But it's not something we've spoke on before. It's not something I'm super familiar with. Lenny is, and so she's really going to weigh in a lot tonight and generously, as she always does, share her personal experiences. And Lenny, I got to tell you, you bring so much to the table with your experience and your commitment to growth, and bringing really valuable knowledge to the table. So we're going to talk about complex challenges that blended families face. A lot of them, you know, I didn't come from a blended family, nor
me neither
did I have a blended family. So a lot, you know, looking into this, because what I do when we're going to do a topic on the radio is I tend to look it up, research it a little bit, find out who the experts are and what they have to say. And you pretty much, with some topics like this one, you see the same things over and over again, and it's eye-opening. You know, think about how brave it is for when couples decide to blend families. I look at that as one of the ultimate acts of courage, because you're facing so much more than what just a typical couple is facing when they're starting a family together. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and some of the challenges. The first one that we're going to just talk about, I'm going to go down a list here because I took notes as I was reading through it on the internet and looking up. Oh, by the way, on my Facebook page, I did post some really good links. If you're a blended family, I didn't know this, but there are some amazing resources out there for you to look up, tap into, take advantage of, learn from if you're struggling with an issue, especially if you're a blended family. You're maybe already struggling with finances and who knows what other issues you are now that you can get on the internet. And there's resources there that may lead you to where you need to be for whatever you're going through. And if you are listening and you have a blended family, come from a blended family, created a blended family, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, please call.
Share your experiences with us. So the first one on my list of notes is, and probably the biggest one, is the adjustment.
Huge.
The adjustment. You've got two people that have fallen in love, but now they have, who knows what the adjustment is. It could be two different cultures coming together. It could be you're bringing kids together.
Religion.
Big one.
And nowadays, I don't think it used to be such a big deal in the past, but nowadays, the political divide is like never before.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even imagine the strength and fortitude and commitment. I take my hat off to you if you're out there and you're a blended family and you're doing the work and you're making it work. This is tough. This is tough stuff.
It is. I've lived it. It's a big, big undertaking for mom and dad and the kids.
Everybody.
Everyone in the family has to work together to make it work.
So, you know, what that makes me think of, Lenny, because it's such a good point, but also I'm stunned when you say it because I think about what that requires for everybody in the family to have to work to make it work. You're talking about now you have a step-parent that has to make it work with the stepchild. Is the stepchild willing to make it work with the step-parent?
Exactly.
Is the stepchild willing to make it work with the step-parent? Sibling. And then you have another dynamic that comes into play, and that is when the new
couple have exes.
Well, that's a good point, Ron. Yes, that too, but I was going to say have kids. Mm-hmm. So then you have you have your step siblings, and then I hate the word half siblings. My ex-husband was the oldest of seven kids, blended family, and we never ever looked at the siblings as step siblings or half siblings. It was brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles. Still to this day, my kids, I even still refer to them as my family, my brother, my sister, not my whatever.
Not your stepbrother, stepsister.
There was just a clear distinction. Your family, that's it. Ride
that's
or die
cool.
till the wheels fall off your family.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work out that way.
I got a text from Michael, and I want to shout out to my nephew Michael in Ohio. Michael Dominic, because he's all the way over there in Ohio. What did I say? Ohio?
I thought it was Hawaii.
We wish we were in Hawaii. And he's faithful every week. So we've been doing this show for a year, faithfully, every Tuesday. In spite of the time difference, he tunes in, listens. Even if he doesn't weigh in, he supports us. And so he must have done a little research while I was talking, because he says that 40% of families are blended.
Wow, 40.
Huge.
Well, I think that number changed when divorce became more acceptable. And
yeah,
then parents remarried. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, people didn't consider it. Especially if your religion, like, I think it's Catholics and Mormons, it's not an option.
Well, most religions, right? I mean, I wasn't raised particularly in a religious family, but in my late teens, I joined the whole Jesus movement thing, and it was definitely a message that married once for all, finally.
Yeah. And I love that. I absolutely believe in that. But if it doesn't work for whatever reason, it doesn't work. And so I think that the blended family number went up when divorce was more accepted. And then the divorce numbers went up.
Well, I'm curious, Michael, if you're still listening, if you haven't already done it, what's the statistics on that back in the, say, 50s or 40s, 50s? I'd like to know what percentage of blended families then. So I know you're probably
it's going to be huge.
Michael's probably already on it before.
Hopefully. So we're going to, that's a good place for us to take
a
break.
We're going to wrap up for a quick break and we'll be right back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I love that song.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, good evening, this is Al.
Oh, okay.
I love that song.
This is Ron. This is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Al Relationship Talk Show. And we're here with our lovely co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi there. Good to see
good
you
evening, again. Good
evening, Lenny. Our number here, we would like you to call in and share your thoughts with us on this topic. 530-605-4673. 1-800-324-5567. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com or 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can text L also at
707-499-8999.
8999.
Don't do that.
Or you can message us on Facebook. You can go to Ask L, Lenny Matthews, or myself, Ron Lim. And our sponsor is going to is Lenny. Lenny's going to tell us about
I'm that. Not the sponsor, but I am representing my sponsor, and that is K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. They believe in finding the right candidate for your business the first time. And these guys really are the source of your workforce. They interview their employees in depth so that if an employer is looking for a particular type of person with a particular skill, K&S Staffing Solutions can match that, make that match perfectly.
I think that makes them stand out. That makes them stand out.
Well, it does. And that way the employer is happy and so's the employee.
They're both happy, yeah.
Yes, and it's a win. It may go on to be a full-time, you know, full-time opportunity, so.
Did for my son.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome, awesome, awesome. The pay, is a weekly based on, contracts that you, that they and the client, agree on, and they handle all the state and federal taxes, including workman's comp. That's cool. And, they also offer opportunity for each and every one of the employees to learn up to 40 hours of paid time off at no additional cost. That's pretty great.
Mm, yeah.
That's
awesome.
Really great.
Good
so
company. They're good. They're just a good company.
They're amazing, and they're local, locally owned. In fact, they're local in 4 different places, which
grown.
I love.
They have spread.
Yeah, and they are a true industrial staffing company, which means they're OSHA approved, so that's a really big deal. I suggest you walk through the door because they love having you just walk in. They're in the Mission Square off of Bocelli Lane, or you can go to their website at KSS4jobs.com. KNS Staffing Solutions Incorporated. Amazing people.
You don't need an appointment? You just walk
nope,
in?
Nope, I say walk in.
Okay.
They're awesome.
Great. Thank you for sponsoring us. So, before the break, we were talking about blended families, adjustments. We're just getting started.
Yeah, we're still talking about blended families.
We'll be talking that for a while.
Basically, just the complex challenges. To me, it was more like, oh my gosh, blended families are facing so much, and those of you that are out there doing it successfully, much
40%
respect.
Of them.
Yeah. And so Michael did text us some statistics. Before I get into that, I would like to shout out to our main producer, Tyler Lancelot Chapman, and you can introduce our producer, Phil, in tonight, who congratulations on your new baby, Tallulah.
Oh, what a darling name.
Yeah,
Tallulah. I love that.
Tallulah.
Tallulah.
Yeah. So congratulations, Tyler and
this
family.
Is number 3?
Oh, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't
Doesn't
know.
Matter. No, matter. Sitting in, yeah, sitting in for Tyler tonight is our lovely Christina. I don't know her last name, but she's a producer for the morning shows every day.
Hello, awesome. Welcome. Thank
Hi
you
there.
So much.
I love her accent.
Thank you for pinch hitting for us.
Yeah, thank you for coming
and
in.
For Tyler. and I want to shout out to Joni. And Joni Webby is another longtime listener. She's been here with us since the beginning and lives on the East Coast, listens faithfully. She's listening in tonight. Hi, Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Okay, so Michael sent us something to answer your question.
Oh,
you asked
thank
him,
you, Michael.
You were asking about what percentage of families were blended prior to the whole movement. What do you call it, a divorce movement? I hate the way that sounds, but
no, it's
not
actually,
very creative.
Yeah, it's a more liberal feeling about not committing until you're dead.
Came more.
Yeah, basically, really. Come on. You know, back in the day, husband and wife married, and that was it.
Yeah, my parents.
There wasn't an option to divorce. Yeah.
So
now, it's just like, oh, well, maybe. I don't like the way he brushes his teeth, so I think I'm going to call it quits.
Squeezing toothpaste from the middle.
Right.
Yeah.
So he sent us a little note. The decline of families happened in the 50s. We're not surprised 50s. By that. In the 50s, 79% of households were married couples. That dropped to that dropped significantly in 1960. And now it's 11%. Okay, so not now, but in the past, in the 50s, only 11% of families were blended as opposed to 40% now. Yeah. Interesting. Thank you, Michael, for that.
Yeah, I was curious.
So, yeah, we're talking about blended families. Say that fast. Blended families and the complex challenges that blended families face, and some of what seems to come up repeatedly online when I was looking at this was, well, adjustment kind of covers all of these bullet points. All of these bullet points fall under the adjustment process. And so, I mean, there's a whole co-parenting dynamic. And Lenny, I know you were, you can speak to this because you were raised with
several.
Yeah. So well, anytime you want to jump in.
Well, I think what I would like to do is, kind of give you a really, really short idea of what it was like for me and what it was like for my mother. Because my mother obviously married a stepfather with children. And then my father married a stepmother with children. So I have both parents that I was dealing with as far as blended families.
Interesting.
And I did, I had to go through, the emotional struggles, that's one. I watched my mom go through the dynamic of learning to co-parent with my stepdad. So there was that in play. They had financial issues with the child support, the alimony, palimony now. Communication challenges, the challenges with your new brother and sisters. The legal issues, I mean, I'm just going down and telling you everything that was involved in, on top of learning to love each other and get into some kind of sync and harmony. So there's a lot there. When my mom and dad divorced, my first stepdad had four kids. And I was young, so I had to share a bedroom with one of my sisters. And she wasn't raised like I was. She was doing drugs and sneaking out the window and that kind of thing. But my mother was the glue. She worked really hard to try and make everybody feel comfortable and happy. Stepdad was a meanie, so that wasn't a great experience. It wasn't good. And the experience with my dad wasn't either.
Well, was the stepdad mean to just you or his kids too? Or
he was just an ornery.
Mean to everybody.
Yeah, he really was. So we were all walking on eggshells. So that wasn't good. And you could get that with a stepmother or stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they married and they're both really nice people. And their kids were okay. My mom never bought anything for my sister or I without buying the same thing for his kids. She was beautiful that
equitable,
way.
Yeah.
And so everything was equal. The one thing I'm going to add to this, Elle, that was so greatly needed, that didn't happen, and because I went through this before I came in tonight. Don't forget, no matter how blended you are, take your own children aside occasionally and check in with them, just your own, and say, are you okay?
Mm.
Because they work hard, just as hard as the parents, in trying to blend and make waves if they're good babies, you know? So Mom didn't do that. She was too busy trying to hold us all together. And I'm an extrovert, so I put myself in there and did it okay. My sister was an introvert. She got lost and she felt abandoned and she felt alone. She felt like she raised herself. So don't forget to go take your kids one by one. Just at nighttime, go in and sit on their bed and say, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Are you okay? What do you need?
That's really good input. When you were talking, something that I was thinking about is how, I'm not sure how to frame it up, but just the loss of identity or the concept of figuring out, it's hard enough to figure out who you are just in the normal growing process.
Of course.
And then you're in a blended family and you're where, what happens to your identity? You know, and then,
hey, hi. I just have like some thoughts about this.
Yeah, please share.
I also raised in a blended family and I was having opposite side. Because my parents, unfortunately, didn't really do well with each other. So with my stepmom and my stepfather, I was having to lie between each other to not make them be mad, you know. Like, I cannot go back home and say, like, that at father's house is everything fine. And he has, like, a good dinner and beautiful, like, wife and beautiful kids. Because it will hurt her feelings.
Mm.
The same I cannot do with about my stepdad, and I go to like my dad and say, "Oh, everything is fine there, and he loves her," and because it also will hurt her feelings. Mm. And I raise and lie.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. So you were, in a way, I don't know if peacekeeper. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't know if that's the right word, but you were protecting the people that are supposed to be protecting you.
I was more protecting my feelings because I was not wanting to receive the emotions what I was not able to handle as a kid.
But that'd be overwhelming.
Only analyze it now when I'm like almost 30.
Yeah. So was there a sense in that of wanting to also protect your parents in addition to not wanting to experience how overwhelming that is, but wanting to protect them?
To protect them, to not hurt them because...
I hadn't thought of that one.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
Yeah, I was always worried about hurting my other parents' feelings.
Thank you.
You couldn't say it was too great over at the other guy's house because it had hurt.
Interesting.
Hurt the other parent.
Yeah. So you're protecting. You know,
their feelings.
Right.
You're protecting your parents.
So you're taking on a whole nother role.
That's another one.
Different roles. So you're taking on a lot. So you're right. You know, the children are doing their best. And then if you are the oldest in one construction and then there's a remarriage and you're no longer the oldest in that situation, your role has changed. Your identity is changing. So what's that feel
That's
like?
That's another one I didn't think about.
Yeah. And, and I'm looking at the clock and I'm realizing we have to take a break.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle radio talk show about relationships. We have with us also our co-host with the most, as I call
Lenny
her, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Thank you so much.
So nice to have you here.
y'all can't see her face expressions, but they're
Which of your nine personalities was that?
Oh, my goodness.
One of many.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. If you'd like to call in, we'd like to hear from you about your blended family. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com or 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. If you don't want to call in, you can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
She beats you to it. 8999.
How did I do
Missed
that?
Missed my cue on that.
How did that happen?
And Lenny's going to tell us about our sponsor.
Yes, we have a fabulous sponsor, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. These guys are a dynamic team, husband and wife, their employees. I've been there a lot. Their employees are amazing. It's like family in there. They deal with employees and employers, and they do the match thing. You don't just call up and say you need a filing clerk. These guys actually do the interviews with the employees and match that person that the employer is looking for to the T. So that means everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. And they are an OSHA-approved industrial staffing company, so that's pretty cool. Basically, they're the source of your workforce. And they actually connect employers to candidates for a mutually beneficial relationship is the best way to put
it. Really, they've made the model.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because they do have other companies in the area that do the same thing. But to me, they're set apart. So,
Stellar.
Yeah,
that's
they
the word
are.
That I keep saying. Stellar.
Yeah, they are. So, anyway, I highly recommend that you walk through their door, especially if you're an employee looking for work. Mm-hmm. Employers, call, make an appointment. Mm-hmm. They'll get together with you, find out what your needs are. And they find the right candidate for your business the first time, so you're not having to go back through their employees until you find one that matches.
I wish I needed a job. I want to go.
Okay.
We've got to get them in the studio.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that.
I'd love to have them in here and just hear from them personally.
Yeah. So you can contact them at kss4jobs.com. And that's K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated.
And they're located in the Mission?
Mission Square off of Bocelli Lane.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so before the break, we were still talking about adjustments.
We're talking about blended families and the complex challenges that blended families face. And, man, this is deep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost endless, the complexities that blended families. And, I don't think I'll ever look at blended families the same.
No.
I don't mean to laugh at that. I just mean, I'm kind of laughing at myself, diving into this a little bit and realizing I just, I have friends that are blended families, but and I have family that are blended families.
Right.
But really taking a look at the different dimensions that they're challenged on. I do want to read something from Joni, who's our faithful, loyal listener every week. And she's sharing something interesting going back to the change in the acceptance of divorce. And she's saying, now she's my age, around our age. And, she's grew up in an Italian-Irish neighborhood. So lots of Catholics, no divorce.
Right.
She said even the Protestants, no divorce. The first divorce that happened was with her mom's sister's husband. Her mom's sister and her husband, that was the only divorce in the neighborhood. So she brings up another point on top of that. She's just given us some information of how divorces didn't exist back then. It would have been in the 60s. We were at 50s and 60s. And then she's saying this is a great topic, and I love this point that she makes, is because adults are always saying, kids are resilient. Kids are resilient. And I get that. I mean, I've heard that a lot. I've probably even said it myself, but it is a lot as we're seeing for kids, what kids go through in this process. It is a lot. It takes its toll.
I think it should be taken seriously and I think it should be considered. And I also think before there's a marriage that everyone should meet each other.
Oh, absolutely.
And spend time together, because it just may be.
Could be a deal breaker, right?
Absolutely. For all concerned. Not just because mom and dad love each other doesn't mean it's a cure-all for a lifetime together,
yeah.
You know, it may not work for whatever reason.
They may do great, but the kids may not.
And there's the stress of exes and finances and child support and alimony. And what if you have a gifted child? Do the other kids, are they going to be accepting? And can the step-spouse handle it? You know, it's just, there is so much on this topic.
Yeah, exponentially, the challenges are exponentially greater just by virtue of everything that we're mentioning in terms of two different families. And what if those families, it just seems like it could go on and on and on. And you brought up a couple of things that are on the bullet points that came up over and over again when I was looking at this topic, is the financial issues that can take a toll. So we've talked about what the toll it takes on kids. We've talked about the toll that it takes on identity and how do you, re-navigate your new identity, re-navigate new relationships, what that throws in. And then we're looking at financial issues, things like child support, alimony. You brought that up. What was the other one?
Palimony, I think you said.
Palimony, yeah. Which is you're not married, but you've lived together long enough.
The wife pays the husband.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's, I had it wrong.
Instead of alimony, it's
the other way.
I believe it's because I was.
Okay.
Well, long story on that, but there is such a thing.
Mm. Okay, so finances.
Yeah, finances, sibling relationships. We touched on that a little bit. The communication challenges. So what if you have one family in my family with my kids, we're our communication's so open and straightforward and clean for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
We keep it clean. We get dirty now and then, but we come back and clean it up. When I say dirty, I mean, we have crooked fights. Like, we'll get mad at each other. There'll be things that I might feel tense about, and I'm reacting to my daughter over something else. And she'll say, Mom, what is really bothering you? It's not about this issue. And I'll go, oh, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about that. So we have pretty clean communication in our family. But what if you have a family that you marry into doesn't talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be hard for me.
Imagine that. That'd be hard for me, too.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Because, talking is, there's got to be a new love language There's five love languages. There's six. The sixth one is talking.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my love language.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to add to this, Lenny? I know that
I just got a note that we're due for a break. If we're
ready. We're due for a break. Okay. Ready? Well, that happened so fast. Wait, what?
I know.
Okay, so we went over on the last one. We went over on the last one.
So we'll take a quick break.
We're going to take a break. I'm sorry that we squeezed those so close together.
Be right back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle radio talk show about relationships. And with us, we also have our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi there. Our number here is 530-605-4567. That's the number here at the station. We'd like you to call in and chime in with any thoughts you might have about this blended family subject we're talking about. You can listen to us also at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM or KCNR1460.com. If you're too shy to call us, you can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
And
K&S Staffing. I want to get to them. How about that?
Okay, let's talk about K&S. Jump right in.
I love these guys.
Why'd they startle me?
They
could do a whole radio show just on K&S.
I know. I'm trying not to, but I got so much to say that. Okay, so these guys believe in finding the right candidate for your business the first time. So you're not having to go through employees to get the right one. And the reason they can do the match that way is because they've got these trained employees that know how to do an interview in depth. So they get to know the person and the personality along with the skill, which is, if you think about it, you gotta have it all.
Yeah.
So, their pay is incredible. They receive benefits. If they're looking for that, they can earn up to 40 hours of PTO, which is paid time off, which is pretty cool. And they are the true industrial staffing company. So they're OSHA approved, and that kind of sets them apart because they do they're able to do things that some of the other agencies are not able to do, which includes construction, manufacturing, hospitality, janitorial, clerical, medical, you name it. The list goes on and on. I highly recommend them. They are a local husband-wife team with a family of employees that work together, and they're incredible people. So you can contact them at KSS, the number 4, jobs.com, or you can give them a call, or you can walk in their door. They're in the Mission Square Shopping Center off of Bocelli Lane. Tell them Lenny.
I could have used them when I had my pharmacy.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, for pharmacy technicians, yeah.
These guys weren't even born yet.
I was going to say, like, what, did they have staffing way back then?
I don't know.
Well, through the, you know, temp agencies and whatnot, they send you.
Did they have
what years
temp
did
agents?
You have your?
We're old, Ron. Remember that. I don't think they had. I think it was word of mouth. You put an ad in the paper.
Yeah,
that's
ad
what
in the
you
paper.
Did.
Mm-hmm. If people read the paper back in the days.
Okay, let's get back.
So,
yeah, back to what we were talking about. You know, just a huge topic. I was going to say great topic, but I really meant great big topic. Is blended families and all of the complex challenges that blended families have to face. And the courage and resilience and fortitude and work for putting blended families together. And I have, you know, I do have good friends that are blended families, done a remarkable job with it. They could be the poster children for it. But, you know, you're in a blended family, you're facing multiple dimensions of dynamics, and any one of those dynamics could, you know, potentially be a life-changing situation.
Until tonight, I really didn't think about how deep this went.
Yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit the same thing. Yeah,
way deeper than I ever thought it would be.
Right, and just the co-parenting dynamic alone. Just that. Let's just talk about the co-parenting dynamic. You bring two people together, and you're used to parenting, so the wife parents one way, and maybe you're lucky, and the husband parents similarly. But then, what about the exes? What if the exes parent different than how you're parenting, and they're coming to your house and they're visiting? You got kids on both sides, exes on both sides. The kids come for a visit. Something happens, gets misconstrued. And
it's a nightmare. It can be a nightmare for the kids. Mm-hmm. Very confusing for the children. They're pulled in two different directions, maybe even three or four, because there's a stepmom, a stepdad on both sides working either way. So they have three more parents.
I have a membership to this organization called Mind Valley. And Mind Valley is some of the world's leaders in different, it's work, it's psychology, it's fitness, it's all the world leaders coming together, and they're all part of this platform. You pay a membership fee, it's not cheap, but it would almost be worth it to pay the 1 month membership to tap into. Mind Valley has this thing called conscientious uncoupling. And it's how to uncouple conscientiously. And
Uncouple.
Instead of divorce, they call it uncoupling.
Conscientious
uncoupling.
Okay.
To uncouple in a way that is less devastating. And
yeah, because you don't really think about that so much when you get
divorced. That's kind of neat.
Right? I haven't listened to it, but I'm going to listen to it because it came across today, this morning, because I get on there in the mornings and I go through one or two of their series, and it's phenomenal personal growth.
So they're starting the process of making things easier with their kids. Right as they're divorcing, not even going into blended families.
Right.
Yet. That's
it's
pretty
conscientious
cool.
Uncoupling. It's uncoupling in a way that is beneficial and helpful and good for all.
Yeah.
Which, what a concept. I had never heard of that until recently. So, we're just talking about the co-parenting dynamics that are involved. And, you know, there is no shame in also looking up, like, what can blended families do to improve their relationships? I'm not one to speak on this, so I feel a little fraudulent that I, you know, am speaking on it, but I did have to look up some of the things that blended families can do to improve relationships. But, man, this is at the bottom, and it should be at the top, and that is seek outside help.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what, you know, just, I was just going to ask you, what do people do that can be prepared for blended families? They're preparing, and people that get in it and find out that they're having trouble with it.
Yeah.
What did they do?
They're here. Listen, I don't have much to give you, but what I did find can be very beneficial. And I did post on my Facebook page, which is Ask Elle, is some incredible resources. And these aren't just counselors. These are free resources that you can go to, and they have all kinds of information in them, things that you can read about every imaginable possible situation you might be facing.
Wow.
That's you tap into those, go to my Facebook page, and I think I tagged you guys in them. So it'll also show up on Ron Lim's Facebook page and Lenny Matthews' Facebook page. There are resources there just to begin to, put oars in the water with
identify it. And then give solutions.
Yeah.
That's hope, right?
So two
there.
People yeah. that have separate families that are thinking about getting married, right?
Yeah.
So they should do their homework.
They can do, yes, they can prepare.
Seek outside help. And then the other thing I'm going to post, I'll post it post-show, is some books that are out there. I didn't want to make the post too long before the show.
Right.
So I'll do it after the show. I'll post. There's some books out there that you that come as like the 15 top rated books for blended families. And that'll be on my Facebook page as well after the show. But there are resources out there, and tap into those resources. Eye opening, enlightening, helpful, supportive for every type of family blending, whether it's cultural blending. I mean, what if you have a blended family and one person's way older than another person?
Mm. Yeah.
So you got kids the same age as your spouse. I mean, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
So some other things that came up on how blended families can improve. And again, I do admit I feel fraudulent speaking to this.
No, you shouldn't, because I'm looking at your papers.
Yeah.
And I went through from 10 years old until I got married as blending with families. And you're spot on here, so quit apologizing. You've got the right stuff here.
Well, it's just my feeling, my gut feeling. Like, I haven't went through this. So,
but that's why
you're
good at what you do.
Is the thing that came up over and over again is that if you're going to have blended families, realize that it is going to try your patience. It requires a tremendous amount of patience. Open communication. How do you have open communication? Again, get outside help. Learn what those techniques are, what they look like specific to blended families. There's all kinds of information out there on how do you talk to kids? What do you do to get kids to be on your team? How do you create a team? How do you get parents to cooperate? There's lots of compromising, just nonstop compromise. You're going to become an expert in compromising. I loved this one. This is my favorite other than seeking outside help, which is this is so important. This is important in every relationship, but because you've got so many people experiencing from their perspective, validating everybody's feelings.
Yeah.
Absolutely validating their feelings.
Oh, it's.
Well, that's where you said
it's the biggest.
You check in with your kids.
Yeah. It's the biggest thing ever. My thing is love, compassion, validation. And then understand. Just try. Just hear them, and then seek help. But if you can come from a place of love, mm-hmm. and listen and validate, mm-hmm. and everybody admit this is hard, let's all get together, seek outside help. You can make it work,
because it's easy to feel wounded.
Yes.
And then if you feel wounded by what someone's feeling, then the defenses come up.
Absolutely.
And the communication breaks down. So learning not to take it personal if somebody's feeling something, but validating that. And then just finding common interests, finding a way to spend time together. And really, that wraps up our show for the
evening. So what I got out of tonight is families should do their homework before they do this blending.
Yeah, and if you've already blended, you can still do homework.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for being here, everybody.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Have a good night.
Till next week.
See you next week.
KCNR shows are running.
Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.